Welcome back to the Mankey Dawn Show on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kuska filling in for another half hour before we give way to the Dom Salvia Show. As part of my contractually mandated sports segment here on Civic Media, when they ask the sports director to fill in on these shows, I say, well, you know, you're going to have to expect I'm going to talk sports. And we're going to talk some big time sports today, as we're going to talk about a book coming out about the Milwaukee Bucks and their history. And as someone who is both a history nerd and a Bucks nerd, this is literally something that'll end up in my bookshelf here pretty soon. Jordan Tresky is the author of Building the Milwaukee Bucks. Jordan, I am thrilled to have you on to talk about this book because, again, these are two things that are right in my lane of things I care about and that I work towards in my life. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm very, very excited to be talking about this. I've had to sit on this news for quite a while, so now that it's out in the open, I'm very happy to talk about it with anybody, including yourself.
Yeah, what a great holiday gift, right? I get to talk about a book I wrote. Like, and what's it like to write a book? I mean, that's like a life goal for people, right? That's a New Year's resolution type thing. So you've got a life goal checked off now that you've written a book. What's that process like for you?
It's crazy. Definitely the perfect timing. Like when I got like the book cover and like details from that from McFarlane and Company, my publisher, I was very just like, this is like the perfect timing. I literally emailed them like, this is like the best Christmas gift ever. But yeah, like writing a book, I honestly, this is not how I thought it was going to come out initially. I can go back to like the start where, like, you know, I write a lot about the Bucks winning the title in 2021 was kind of the impetus for a lot of things. I do a podcast or co-host a podcast about the Bucks and have been doing it for like almost 10 years. And history has always been a big part of our, you know, coverage because one, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, whether it's just because of the NBA and their history kind of pales in comparison to NFL or MLB. It's a lot more scattered. And the Bucks themselves, like they do some good things, but by and large, it's like, you know, when you're going in depth stuff, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of just, you know, get lost to time. So that has always been like a big thing of our history, like doing the podcast for this long and many episodes are just talking about like big Bucks figures because there's a lot of them, obviously. So when the Bucks won the title and, you know, 50 years since they had won it, that was just kind of like this, you know, critical mass, I guess, of just like, let's go back and like, let's just like, how was it winning the title then? And then... As just someone that could not get enough of just like, I would find things and keep finding things and I just didn't want to stop. So that was basically like, I was just researching and I'm just writing things down and I'm keeping track of timelines. And that was kind of like the start. And then the whole book part of it, I was just kind of like sitting on things and I'm like, I don't know really what it is yet. Like I was trying to like whittle, you know, you're whittling things down. What makes a good story, but how do you tell it in a way that's both believable, entertaining, and actually factual? And then I just kind of just started submitting it. I like just did it on a whim, like over the summer. And luckily I found a really good publisher that was interested in the story and said, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, okay.
That's amazing how these things come out because I've done that before in researching for high school sports mostly, but you know, I'll be keeping track of notes and I'll find a nugget. I'll find something that I add to a broadcast and I'm like, you know, this merits a follow-up. So let's go on a deep dive. And then here I find myself 20 hours later and I've got a complete understanding of a random team from the 1980s, but you know, what's the platform to share that on? So it's really interesting to me personally, as someone who spends a lot of time digging through sports history, that was kind of the inspiration for putting it together and organizing in a way, research into something that is readable. So to me, it's very relatable, but you know, for you, what kind of time, what kind of process goes into, you know, into the research of something that happened, as you said, over 50 years ago?
Oh, a lot of trips to the Milwaukee Public Library. God, I love the Milwaukee Public Library. Like just the fact that, you know, that is the only place that you can find like old Milwaukee Journal, Milwaukee Sentinel pieces or clippings and newspaper articles. Like you can't do that in newspapers.com. Which, you know, has its pluses and minuses. But yeah, I would say probably on and off for a year, I was doing research only just to get as much as I could and then build from there. And I'm doing this as, you know, the season's going on. I'm doing a day job. I just like lost my job as we started doing research or started doing research, and then I got a new one. I was kind of like not happy doing that too. So I was like, whatever, like kind of like pushed me further into researching, I was doing it. And my wife was at the time was my fiance, and she was like, you know, I support you. Like, as much as it was like a strain on like seeing her, and like we were on different schedules, it was like, do what you want to do. And I was like, that was the best thing that anybody could have said to me. Cause I was like, at that time, I was like, I just want to get this done. And yeah, the researching was like 1 year for on and off, and then, you know, bits and pieces if I had to fill in the gaps. And then writing it was kind of like in, you know, again, just trying to find time. Like I would have like periods of like, I would finish writing it, then just kind of step away. Cause you're just like, I don't know if I could really critically like look at my own writing and say like, this looks good, because I had just been, you know, in it for a very long time. And then it was after I got married that I kind of started getting back into the swing of things, and then looking back at, okay, this works, this doesn't. Like, you know, you have to like have some removal of it to make it look like, this is a good story. This is like, this tells an accurate portrayal of like how the Bucks were thought of or looked at based on coverage or based on, you know, whatever, like anything that was out there. I was, it led me in, not just like research, like going, looking at like newspaper stuff, but like reading any kind of book within that time frame, especially Milwaukee books, because there are some, but a lot of them are just out of print. So I'd be buying them on like eBay, Amazon, or if the library had like an art, dedicating your life to this, like out of nowhere, just kind of like takes you up and like, not spits you out, but you're just like, what happened for the last like two, three years?
Oh my goodness. Well, it is. So we're talking to Jordan Tresky, who has written a book about the Milwaukee Bucks. And we're talking about an era that is more than 50 years ago. So, you know, the Bucks from 1968 to 1973, building up to that first NBA championship. Jordan, you know, this era, you know, for people like me, I'm born in the 1980s, so this is beyond my years, right? So I'm too young to maybe, you know, I didn't grow up with this. I grew up with a Bucks team that was on the other end of the spectrum, right? We got the struggle through the 90s, and I got to deal with you know, the early 2000s and the Eastern Conference Finals, which, you know, it's peeling off a Band-Aid for a lot of people, right? But it is fascinating, because, you know, when you talk about professional sports in the 1960s and 1970s, it is unrecognizable to what we have, you know, even in the last 25 years, and especially today. So when you're going through this and talking about building a team, you know, the mechanisms for building a franchise back then, when it just seemed like teams would come and go like at a whim, right? You talk about at a whim and writing research. Well, back then teams would just fold, be done after a few years. There wasn't a whole lot of stability, at least, you know, in the 60s. So what were some of the, you know, other, not just the challenges in research, but just challenges in trying to tell a story about an era of professional sports that again, you almost can't recognize it in context to the modern game.
Yeah, that honestly was probably the biggest challenge in all of this, especially you mentioned, it's like, I obviously was not alive when the Bucks won the title, when they were born. You know, this era I was not present for, but based on going through, you know, countless of newspaper articles, reading, you know, NBA history books, reading Milwaukee-based books, you get like, it can simulate what it felt like reading and following the Bucks at that time. And as you mentioned, like the NBA at the time is not this, what it is now, it's not even, you can't see like where they were and be like, yeah, like I could see them blossoming into this huge international, you know, sports league that encompasses so many countries as players coming from, like the NBA was still just trying to find its footing. It's, you know, a lot of the book is based in the time frame of when the ABA was trying to, you know, take away, like eat away at it, trying to force a merger. And Milwaukee itself is like at the center of it, in part because of how Kareem comes to Milwaukee, because, you know, the ABA looked at him as this, you know, the player that could force a merger or even swallow up the NBA, because it wasn't as established as, like, you know, very similar to like the AFL-NFL merger in that way. So you have that element of it. And then just like, yeah, like you never know when, just because you start a sports team doesn't mean it's going to like last 50, how long the Bucks have been around, 57 years. Mm. So part of that is like the Bucks are still a thing today. And I, wanted to really recognize and put home as many ways possible. It was like, by and large, that's responsible due to how just unique their origin story is. Because they win the championship so fast, because Kareem and eventually Oscar Robertson play for them, that is a huge reason why that the Bucks are still a thing today and why they were able to sustain themselves during that time period after Kareem leaves. And then, you know, the trade to help them kind of, you know, they don't win during the 80s, but they're still a respected team during that time. So I think that kind of, because they were bad for so long, and especially for a good portion of my lifetime until Giannis shows up, and not even right away. But I think that's why I really wanted to, like, hey, the Bucks were like a, they were viewed as big as like what the Spurs would be, like that equivalent of like a small market team that is in the thick of things. They're winning titles, like, you know, that meant something at one point in time. And just because they were bad for a very long time, I think that gets lost in, you know, due to time and history.
And that's something that's present in the modern era as well, where a superstar, especially for a small market team, can really just define whether that team, you know, can find success, be competitive, compete for a championship. And what's amazing is that even in the modern era, it might look a lot different with free agency and the massive amounts of money that go around, but it really all comes back to if you can find those one or two guys, you know, in basketball, that's really the key, right? You got to find those one or two guys. What were they saying in that era that might apply to what it's like right now?
Yeah, that is honestly why I think telling the story, writing the story, it is. Everything about that time period feels very modern because Kareem is the, you know, he was viewed as the next thing to Bill Russell, to Wilt Chamberlain. Like his importance, obviously, we talked about the ABA, but his importance to the game of just basketball was just so massive coming out of UCLA because they won three straight titles. They did things that like no other school program has ever done. And then you obviously have Oscar, who's at that time, he's, you know, viewed as fading. Injuries are starting to catch up to him. He's approaching 30 or on the backside of 30. And then it's like very much like, because it was so restrictive for him to move around, and he's the president of the players union. So you see the side of him kind of exercising, hey, I don't want to play in Cincinnati anymore. They didn't really want him to play anymore in Cincinnati either. They wanted to move on from him. They wanted to be younger. And he kind of exercised what we would call like player empowerment or superstar movement, whatever you want to call it, to want to come to Milwaukee. So like that in two moves within a year of each other defines that early point of the Bucks and wanting to go for it and obviously winning a title. So yeah, I think that's where, as much as things like there are different mechanisms and like understanding how free agency worked during that time is like, it doesn't exist to the same degree. Like there's no CBA. There's no things that is more common knowledge to like the diehard NBA fan. You can't equate that to the same way during that time, because there was no same, you know, rule book or paper or whatever you want to call it. So outside of like those different mechanisms, like it's a very modern style story of just seeing the importance of what won and then eventually Oscar coming about, like how important that was to a team like Milwaukee.
Jordan, if you got time, would you be willing to stick around for a couple more minutes?
Of course.
Awesome. We'll have more coming up with Jordan Tresky right after this. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuskett filling in. More coming up right after this.